It's an astonishing bit of sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm.
This local grand jury, Harris County, Texas, mm-hmm. refuses to indict Planned Parenthood. He says the same grand jury has indicted David DeLaden, and he says it's an undercover 60-minute style video series that mm-hmm. they put together. And he says, just as you pointed out, Bill, a private individual whose intent is to expose possible illegal activity is under indictment for actions in connection with trying to expose that. Mm-hmm. It's a backwards situation. And he says not only is this an issue for those who are concerned about what is really going on at Planned Parenthood, but it's going to chill journalistic activity in Texas and elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If I think I can get arrested for trying to expose you, you know, for bending the law mm-hmm. for that purpose, how is exposure journalism ever going to happen? And believe me, there have been some incredible issues of public safety, public health that have been a result of undercover investigations like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you think we don't need that, people need to obey every law, you're probably benefiting from some of those types of undercover activities.
Mm-hmm.
And he's facing a 20-year sentence.
It's unbelievable.
For a felony for
yeah.
this.
Now, and this certainly draws the attention away from what is really at stake and is the selling of baby body parts. And it's taking the focal point now to this guy who's up for prosecution for 20 years.
I mean, even if we go with the idea of entrapment, this article in the Daily Signal says, look, if the grand jury believes that he should be charged with offering to buy a human organ based on the videos, how could the same grand jury not conclude that Planned Parenthood should be charged with violating the same statute by offering to sell them? The entire context of the video involves a complicated haggling process. You know that if you saw these videos. And it's also, you know, there's a subtlety to the haggling as to what is legal, what isn't legal, who's saying what and mm-hmm. why. But the Texas statute has a clear intent standard. A violation requires a grand jury to find that DeLaden was making his offer to buy knowingly and intentionally. In other words, that he was trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And the grand jury knew that he wasn't intending to traffic, but
no.
only to expose. So, yeah, we can't yet know what all the motivations were, whether things, you know, how deep any corruption that was in place might have run. But all indications show that there was conflict of interest. And we know that in that prosecutor's office, there are ties to Planned Parenthood. So it's difficult to accept.